Thank you, Richard. We have our last batch of stories now. There is a new twist to the Rogue restaurant in Earlham Road. Olympic dreams are just around the corner for baton twirlers, and a scout group could be homeless if their roof is not replaced. The owner of a city bed and breakfast, who has denied allegations it is a Japanese restaurant, has been warned after a number of food hygiene law breaches. A food safety officer inspecting Orlando's in Earlham Road found wrapped raw chicken being kept next to bread in the freezer, mouldy bowls, and a mysterious white powdered food item of unknown age lurking in its kitchen, among other issues. Owner Orlando Williams has been at war with Norwich City Council and his neighbourhood over whether his home and B&B is also a restaurant since 2019, with the latest twist seeing Deliveroo and Uber Eats drivers collecting food from his door. The City Council inspector said Mr. Williams was unaware of how much food he had a correct date labels due to the sheer amount stored, and had no idea of its age or place of origin. They also reported that the establishment's sushi chef had left the premises shortly before the inspection took place, and added it was not apparent when or if they would return. It was also noted that much of the kitchen was dirty, with no hot water in the sinks and raw plugs and drill holes in the walls. Mr. Williams was found to have no formal food hygiene training and was not wearing the correct protective clothing in the kitchen, while food preparation areas were found to be disorganised. Pest proofing was described as inadequate, and the report described the kitchen as of a domestic design. Despite the issues, Mr. Orlando's avoided a one-star hygiene rating and was awarded two stars. A city council spokesman said, "Our inspection of Orlando's revealed that the food hygiene standards are not satisfactory and failing to comply to the law in many respects. We have instructed the business to take immediate action to correct the issues and will revisit to carry out another inspection to check they have done so. The planning investigation into potential unauthorised uses of the property remains ongoing." When approached for comment on the rating, Mr. Williams said he had no idea what the council inspections were talking about.
A restaurant chain will shut some of its branches this month, and the Norwich branch is among the cull. The restaurant group, which owns Wagamama's and Chiquito's, announced in March that it would close 35 of its loss-making casual dining restaurants, including Frankie and Benny's, to boost profits. They have since decided to speed up the closures, with 23 of the branches due to shut by the end of May, including the Frankie and Benny's in Riverside. A spokesman for the restaurant group has confirmed that the Norwich site will close by the end of May. Robert Collett Creedy, the associate director, said, "We announced a review of our leisure estate in March and made the difficult decision to exit some of our Frankie and Benny's, Chiquito and Firejack's sites. We are working closely with our impacted teams and will look to redeploy colleagues to neighbouring sites across our wider estate wherever possible." The company opened a new Norwich Wagamama's site after sales for the chain grew 9% over the 4 weeks to April 30th. They expect to save £5 million a year from the closures.
City youth groups are at risk of being left without a home if they are not able to replace their roof. The 44th Norwich Scouts Hut is the home of the Beavers, Cubs and Scouts groups in Old Catton. Built in 1984, the roof of the Lodge Lane building has needed attention for many years. But now the group's executive board says that a quick fix would only be a temporary solution to the problem and would end up costing more, so they are looking at replacing the roof as a whole. They plan to do lots of fundraising to help them reach their goal, including a district duck race, loose change collections, bingo and car washes. Old Catton is expanding with new homes, and we hope to be able to welcome new young people to the area into our clubs. We are grateful to those who have given significant donations and hope to continue to give young people life skills they will not learn anywhere else. To donate to the new roof cause, email fundraising@oldcattonscouts.org.uk.
A group of city baton twirlers are setting their sights on global glory and helping their sport earn Olympic recognition. Angel Baton Twirlers, based in Sprowston, recently won 10 national titles and are now preparing to take 9 competitors to a major new worldwide event. At the national championships held earlier this month in Crawley, senior Tegan Poynter and under 13 Eva Kelly both won 3 titles. There was also a double success for junior Jasmine Cutting and a title apiece at adult level for Brittany Coley and senior Hannah Barrett. Club leader Anne Cullum hailed the best year we've ever had in its 23 years. She said, "We've always been successful. We normally always come home from competitions with winners, and now the girls will be able to compete at the highest level." Anne, who has been involved in the sport for over 30 years, is hoping the competition will increase the sport's popularity. She said, "We are very happy to be hosting the sport in this country. It's being held in the same venue as Eurovision, so we feel very lucky." That's all from James and me. Now it's over to Carolyn Sayre and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.